From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. More Idaho Matters right now. If you listen to other radio stations, and I mean, we recommend that maybe you do, but maybe you don't, you'll hear the same few songs over and over and over. And they're songs that usually sound the same from day to day and year to year. However, on public radio, you can hear a broad range of diverse sounds and styles, from classical to AAA, from blues to the Grateful Dead. And today, we're celebrating the third annual Public Radio Music Day. Carl Scheider is the host of Private Idaho, which airs Saturdays on our sister station, KBSU-FM. And he's been part of public radio, well, for longer than he'll admit. Anyways, we want to welcome you back to the program. Hi, Carl.
Hi, I've been in radio as long as there's been dirt. So I that's how long I've been in doing this stuff.
Well, then you're the expert in all of this. So
except on dirt.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay, so here's my first question for you. How did you get started in public radio?
I actually began at the University of Idaho when I was a freshman up there while I was busy trying to flunk out. Some guys said, you have a good voice, you ought to try out for the radio. So I went to KUOI and I did some shows there, some of them quite horrible. But I had a great experience, and I apparently talked about it a lot when I started going to Boise State, at least in my junior year, because I was approached in the Student Union building one day by Gary McCabe, the man who brought KBSU back to life back in 1977. And I started doing shows there and I got hooked.
And you've worked at a lot of radio stations, we should say, Carl. So I'm curious about why you keep coming back to public radio. I mean, what is it about, you know, the different styles of music that public radio has to offer that appeals to so many people, including yourself?
I think my friend Bob Lilly said it best when we started at KBSU, we got so spoiled that when we went into commercial radio, it was just boring. It's so restrictive. You've got tight formats. The libraries are usually, if they're big, 500 songs. That's a couple of days. And then everything spins up in 4 hours. And it's been researched to death, and it's been, commercial radio is kind of, it's dull. It's boring. It doesn't have any, it's so regimented that the creativity is, there's no such thing. It's basically, it's just a commodity. It's something to put in between the commercials. Whereas here, thankfully, I'm given the freedom to do whatever I want within, you know, FCC bounds,
right.
which I try not to stretch too much. And it's a matter of being creative as opposed to just being commercial.
Yeah. So talk to us about the Private Idaho show. How did that launch? How did that get started?
Well, that was back in the 80s. Victor Picanha, the original host, I recall the day he came up with the name. We were all trying to name our shows, and he came up with Private Idaho, and we all said, that's a terrible name. You should drop it. Then we would pick it up. But he didn't. He kept it. And so the show was basically what KBSU had been or tried to be, which was a freeform radio where you were allowed to play things, you know, you could put reggae next to a country song or next to a blues song, and you didn't have to play the same 40 rock songs, and you didn't have to play certain songs that you wouldn't want to play in the first place, but commercial radio always played. So he was basically, he kept that alive, that spirit of that freeform radio alive. And I joined with a bunch of friends when his health started failing to sit in with him and do the show. And eventually they narrowed that down. They only wanted one person to be his fill-in. And that's when I became the permanent fill-in host, which I still call myself to this day. It keeps me humble. And in 2007, when Victor passed away, I took over the show.
So for folks who may not be familiar with the program, what kind of music do you play on the show? And would you say that you could fit into any one genre of music?
No. I couldn't fit into any one genre of music. I'm too weird for that. I actually try to play songs that I think would fit together well. Whether they happen to be of one specific genre or another, it doesn't matter to me. I really don't put tags on the music that I play. I'll play a rock song, then I'll play a smattering of jazz, but we have jazz programming, and I'll even throw in a classical piece every now and then, but we play a lot of classical music, so I don't need to do that. It's just a total matter of freedom. I've gained a certain amount of knowledge about music over the years, and at the detriment to every other kind of knowledge I should have had. So for me, it's just the natural thing to do, just to combine music. And I don't sit at home and go, okay, I must listen to just my rock records now, and now I must put on my blues records. I get to play them all.
And it's not just songs. I mean, I really think there's something about public radio that connects musicians with listeners in a way that commercial radio just can't do. So tell us about, you know, your Idaho Music Show. How did that get started as well?
Well, I was playing a lot of local music, as we always have on Private Idaho and on, an open range radio now, and going back to the last spectrum. We've always been a supporter of local music, and we're just getting such a large amount of it that I asked the programming department at the time if I could just put together a 1 hour show just for Idaho music. And I did that. I think that started that in 2009 or 10. I don't remember the date. And I've been doing it ever since. So it is the longest running local music program in Boise. I beat those other guys by a mile. And I'm very happy about that.
So why is it important for you that we showcase Idaho musicians?
We have incredible musicians here that could compete on a national level. The only thing they would lack is publicity and marketing and money, which it takes. Mm. And, getting signed to a major label is not that great a deal. Record companies like to rip off musicians. They've been doing it since music business began. So most musicians do their own releases. And I just like to get their music out. And plus, it's good enough that it fits in with everything else that I play. So it's nice to give them a showcase, but we still feature a lot of local music on Private Idaho and all the other local shows, Open Range being the specific one.
Mm-hmm. So we wanted to pick a few songs that you've played on public radio that you just wouldn't find on commercial radio stations. So let's start with this one.
Told us all about it on the way back home. And I just couldn't cry. She said it gone to heaven, but I just don't know. Sometimes when people die, they don't go nowhere.
Okay, so Carl, what song is this?
That's Bill Coffey. That's Dry County, and it's from his album Cemetery Skyline Rose. Bill is a local songwriter, songwriter, singer, and guitarist. His songs are revered by local artists. He's got a huge following here locally. He's quite well known. He came out of California. I know he's friends with the guys in Toad the Wet Sprocket, name dropper there. And I've actually seen people going to his show, not talking to the guys in Toad, but wanting to meet Bill Coffey because he was, just a major songwriter. He is an incredible artist, and live, he's a wonderful performer. And his music worth hearing, and it should be heard a lot.
Okay, so I want to play another song that you probably, again, won't hear on commercial radio. So let's take a listen to this. Wow. Okay, who did this song?
That is Buddy DeVore and the Faded Cowboys off Buddy's first album, Beautiful Day. He's got a new album in the works. Listen to that voice. My friend Bernie Riley, when he was telling me about Buddy in the first place, said, this guy's the real deal. And I heard him. I went, yeah, that's the real deal. I mean, if country radio were actually country radio and not country pop, or as I like to think of it as pop music with cowboy hats, they'd be playing things like this. This is the actual real country. Country music to me today, at least country radio, is just homogenized stuff. And that is the word I usually use. But it's just boring. Buddy's an incredible talent. He should be a major artist. Maybe he still will, but if his music gets enough exposure, and with our stations being broadcast on the web as well, with the web stream, we get more people listening from different markets as well that are just surfing around and looking for stuff. So I know we get more than just the local following. So I'm hopeful that someday somebody with a good set of ears and a little contact in the big world of music gives these guys a break. It'd be nice. But as for now, I'm happy to promote their music locally because it's really, really good.
So, Carl, why can't songs like these make it on commercial stations? I mean, they're really phenomenal. So what does it come down to?
It's promotion. It's getting the music into people's ears. And it's also the fact that everything's controlled. You've got charts, you've got consultants. Oh, you've got consultants. And I think way too much research and not enough ear search. There's too much spent on looking at numbers because people aren't numbers. I don't think corporations are people either. So it's just a matter of getting the exposure and getting somebody with the guts to do it. And commercial radio plays it safe, extremely safe. Very rarely do they go out on a limb. And it just seems to me, I don't listen to commercial radio at all anymore. I don't listen to music radio stations anymore because I never hear anything that I haven't heard way more times than probably the guy playing it has. So it's just really hard to break through in something that's that controlled.
So before I let you go, what is your favorite part about being able to play this kind of music on public radio?
I get to play this kind of music on any radio. It's just, I get in this, my 4 hours on Saturday are the best 4 hours of my week to me. They really are. I mean, I have more fun than my audience does, I'm sure, all four of them. the ones I know. I don't know how many people listen. I just have a great time, and I hope it's, the object I think of radio is to inform and entertain, and not necessarily out of order. For you, it's inform. Well, you are an inform and then entertain. I'm more entertained than inform. But, you should learn something when you're listening to the radio. You should learn something new about music or new about your world. And I am afforded the opportunity to do that every Saturday.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show once again.
Thank you. It's been fun being here.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. We've been talking with Carl Scheider, the host of The Private Idaho and Idaho Music Programs on our sister station, KBSU-FM, about today's third annual Public Radio Music Day. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.